Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, the Jamaica Constabulary Force partners with Sun City Radio to reach out to high school students. I'm Shanari Ferron. Stay tuned. The Sun City High School Disc Jockey Competition is aiming to add diversity and excitement to the curricula of 16 secondary schools in Kingston and St. Catherine. Under the theme, Avoid Negative Addiction, Stick to Education, the competition aims to promote Jamaica's musical culture and endorse music as a viable and rewarding career option for young people. Strategic Marketing and Project Manager at Sun City Radio, Kurt Matthews, says education is not just about sitting in a classroom, but also about using the creative arts to inspire and change young minds.
The students will be facing off on the DJ competition selection, and it will be focused on Jamaican music, Jamaican talent. And this initiative really will now help the students to develop that high quality in their preparation and how they presented music. We understand that the creative industry is very powerful.
The contest will take place over an 8-week period beginning January 19 and ending on March 12. It will see participants taking part in outside broadcasts, with listeners voting for their favorite DJs at the end of the competition. The winner will receive a cash prize of $50,000 for their school. The students will also win for themselves a laptop, a 2-month internship and training at Sun City Radio, and a gift certificate valued at $20,000. The first runner-up will receive $25,000 for their school, a tablet, a 1-month internship at Sun City Radio, and a $10,000 gift certificate.
The school will be able to put on events, and we will fund those events in sponsorship dollar value for airtime advertising. We also will be having the winner as an intern. So the intern will be playing live on air throughout the summer season as a DJ, a sun jock on Sun City 104.9 FM.
Strategic Marketing and Project Manager at Sun City Radio, Kurt Matthews. The initiative is being spearheaded in partnership with the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, under its Fighting Crime with Rhymes program. Island Coordinator for the Police Youth Clubs, Sergeant Nikisha Ricketts, says the JCF is embracing this initiative as an opportunity to better communicate with young people.
What we find is that music is something that young people in general is attracted to and is drawn to. And so this partnership under our Fighting Crime with Rhymes initiative has allowed us the opportunity to engage students in that language, and we believe that it will be most effective.
Donald Quarry High is one of the schools participating in the competition, and Vice Principal Ovner Smith is happy her school was selected.
I think it will enhance maybe some of the teaching that takes place in the classroom, because we do find if the boys are doing things that they are interested in and materials relating to these areas are used in the classroom, then I think we'll garner more interest from them. They'll try to work harder.
And Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna is lauding the JCF and Sun City Radio for their innovative approach to addressing some of the issues faced by the country's youth. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Shanari Ferron, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.